Parshas Kedoshim begins with the precept Kedoshim Tiyu, you shall be holy. This precept is enhanced by the interpretation suggested by the Torah itself that just as I, God, am holy, so you be holy. Just as I am pure, so you be pure. What does it mean to be holy? It cannot mean simply to do all that we are obligated to do and to refrain from all that is forbidden. This would be basic duty, applying equally to everyone. What then constitutes holiness? Our sages define it in terms of sanctify yourself in that which is permitted to you. In other words, there are three categories. One, that which must be done, practiced or used. Two, that which is forbidden, and we must refrain from it altogether. And three, that which is optional. That is, it is neither forbidden nor obligatory. The concept of holiness relates to that third category. For example, the Torah tells us what kind of food is kosher. Also, one must recite blessings before and after consuming food. Except for these rules, and some basic principles relating to health and hygiene, there are no further instructions about eating, like when, what, or how much. This is left to ourselves as optional choices. Our parsha thus comes and introduces a new law, Kedoshim Tiyu, you shall be holy, sanctify yourselves in that which is permitted to you. Ramban notes in his commentary on this verse, if not for this mitzvah to be holy, it is conceivable to be a scoundrel, even while remaining within the legal boundaries of the Torah. Without this mitzvah, one could be a sordid glutton, indulging in food, drink, and other kinds of pleasures and luxuries, and to speak freely all profanities without violating any expressly stated laws of the Torah. The Torah, therefore, precludes that possibility by issuing an all-comprehensive command, be holy, sanctify yourselves in that which is permitted to you. Moral and religious sensitivity, true character, do not follow from and are not seen in obedience to the law. To do what must be done and to avoid that which is prohibited is simply doing your minimal duty. Even a crude person can understand that neglect or violation of the law leads to anarchy and social disorder. To ignore the law would be counterproductive, while obedience to the law could be motivated by the purely selfish motives of gaining its benefits. This applies to both secular and religious law. The Torah, however, is not interested in simply providing law and order. The Torah seeks to refine man, to elevate him beyond animalistic nature, even if it be a trained animal. The Torah seeks to build man's character, to make him sensitive to higher, nobler, spiritual ideas and ideals, which transcend the transient values of a temporal and spatial world made out of matter. This then is the meaning of be holy. Holiness is not something reserved for a select few individuals of a unique nature. Like all the mitzvot of the Torah, it is ordained to all, the great and small alike, to the average person no less than to those extraordinarily gifted. For holiness means self-control. Holiness means to subject the ego to ultimate truth. Holiness means to recognize the frailties of human nature, even while realizing our human potential and purpose. Holiness means to consider the spirit of the law no less than the letter of the law. And thus we will go beyond the strict minimum requirements. We will do more than is legally necessary and restrain ourselves by means of extra precautions to avoid any transgressions. In our day-to-day life, we do not satisfy ourselves with the bare minimum when it comes to medical help or physical comfort provided by the latest technological advances. The mitzvah of pursuing holiness tells us to do no less with our spiritual life. This mitzvah, therefore, is an all-comprehensive precept underlying the whole of the Torah. For it brings out our true nature. It demonstrates and proves where we are really at. And it infuses our total being with meaning, purpose, and ultimate happiness.